Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hello, worldwide listeners, friends of the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, if it is your thousandth time, thank you for those that are longtime listeners, too, that supported the show since March 21st, 2011. Thank you, blogtalkradio.com. The staff and everyone and colleagues and peers, thank you, most of all, the listeners and supporters. I mean, I'm a fan of many blog talk shows still to this day. I was inspired by being a listener of a few shows that I love to remind you all about, like Little Flips, Flyboy Radio back at the beginning. Zane had an awesome podcast, and Mark Cuban's brother, Brian Cuban, attorney, Arthur, he had an awesome podcast here, The Rant Revolution. Many of you probably remember awesome podcast. There are I have many favorites right now that are still going, and also new shows that I often do share on my social media also, like Dollhouse Radio, Nicolin. Oh my God, Don Nicolin, oh my goodness, I have a list of them. But again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, policing expert, my friend Juan Cloy, Mr. Juan Cloy, for calling in on Monday and also on Saturday. And he would definitely be returning soon to update us on the town hall meeting that he was telling us about that's coming up soon. It will be featuring Joe Biden. So definitely looking forward to getting an update on that. A big shout out to No Labels, or a bipartisan organization that I am a member of. And we've been having awesome meetings. We had an awesome steering meeting on Monday, Zoom meeting. Usually we have members meetings on Wednesday. Connect with No Labels on their social media, on Facebook, and on our Facebook and social media and website. Again, I've been a member pretty much, I believe, since the beginning. But recently, I was invited to become a top leader with the steering committee, and it's been an awesome process. And it's a bipartisan organization where we come together and we work on problem solving. And there is a problem solvers caucus in Washington, D.C., and many of the lawmakers are part of our meetings. So definitely. I share often, and so definitely come and be a part of our meetings and join No Labels. Rock the Vote is another organization that I'm a part of. There will be a webinar on Friday regarding student loans, so I share more of that throughout my social media, and if I can, throughout the show, give you more detailed information. But Rock the Vote is another pretty cool bipartisan organization to be a part in. So those that think, oh, I vote straight down the line, or I really don't vote, I really don't be a part of the political process, those are two organizations that welcome you with open arms. No Labels and Rock the Vote, they're bipartisan organizations. I mean, No Labels is about us coming together, red, blue, purple, and Rock the Vote is about rocking the vote. Coming together and let's vote. Let's vote. Let's make our decisions and vote. I had thought about beginning the show with a moment of silence, 8 minutes and 47 seconds. And you all know why. On Friday, let's do that. Begin the show with a moment of silence and prayer of 8 minutes and 47 seconds. Of paying honor to George Floyd and his family and those that are literally out there protesting, embracing and peacefully protesting those that are looting. I don't have anything to say about that right now. We've been wanting to do this with some crazy videos and many and videos that they're that have been heartbreaking. The interviews of business owners that have worked hard to open businesses, not just the doors on Rodeo Drive and, well, I won't say Rodeo Drive, well, the big stores, but mom and pop small business businesses where people have just been heartbroken because their businesses are lost and they're not covered by insurance, and many don't have insurance. Then also watching the woman, the handicapped woman who was upset and crying because all the stores that she shopped for grocery had been destroyed. And she's trying to figure out not how she's going to get her groceries, where she's going to get her groceries, because all the stores in her vicinity where she shopped were destroyed. So that's a whole show in itself to discuss the positive way to protest. And when the protests then turn into looting, which definitely is an attention getter, but the peaceful ones have definitely been getting attention. And watching law enforcement and protesters come together, even some law enforcement officers coming together, taking off their gear and marching with protesters. I think that's been amazing. Just some things that I have been watching. I'm under quarantine. Some of you might say, why you don't have your ASS out here marching with us? One thing, I practice social distancing. Oh, before I go any farther, I'm a native of Jackson, Mississippi. My cousin Linda, who you all, many of you all know that listen to the show, she marched in the 60s. And I can't wait to have her on the show and get her take on how she feels about this. And I know she's feeling quite emotional. I was born in 68. I'm 51. So my experience being born and raised in the state of Mississippi has been, because of her marching and others, civil rights leaders, when I was born in the early 60s, when I was born in 68, I have had the privilege to live a pretty great life in the state of Mississippi, in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, one of the birthplaces of protest and marching and sit-ins. Montgomery, Alabama, Selma, Alabama, Mississippi, the state, Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, Memphis, Tennessee. Those are pioneers of protest. And watching the videos and the news stories last night, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, these are the birthplaces, the pioneer places of marches, of protests. And the protests in these cities have been peaceful. Here in the city of Jackson, there have been well-organized protests downtown. I think on the day of the first protest, I think someone drove through a crowd pushing a protester that was walking in the street, but she was not hurt. But there have been protests in Petaluma, Mississippi, you guys know. And I have watched some of their city council meeting last night. So I had the television now tuned to the news. So I don't know what happened with the mayor, if he was forced out or did he resign. How did that story go? Because of his comments regarding the George Flynn story, his community, his constituents have been asking him to be removed or to resign from his position of mayor of Petaluma, Mississippi. Just a big kudos and a big shout out to all the peaceful protesters, to all those that are making a difference, to the police and law enforcement officers, and to the community, and to those. I use my platform right here on social media. I'm under quarantine, 1 week down, 1 week to go. I'm on the government order quarantine, if I'm spotted out protesting, y'all might see me handcuffed if I would be out there, because they check on me too. They text messaged me too the other day, asking me did I understand, and text them back that I understood, that I have not been going places. And sure enough, I've been quarantined since the beginning, but I've been exposed to COVID-19. I do not have any symptoms. I did get the okay initially to be able to venture out to go to doctor's appointments, get food, do essential things. As long as my mouth is covered, I cover my mouth. If I don't have a mask, I always have my scarf. Anthony Hankins, I have my Anthony and Hankins and Avon scarves and favorite scarves and scarves from when I would visit the mosque. Imagine I'm Christian, but when I used to visit the Moss Magic in Plano, I still have my Islamic scarves also. So I wrap my scarves around my mouth as my covering. So it's important for the cover. And a big shout out to Jackson, Mississippi, too. Our mayor and the state, the governor, and our Hinds County supervisors, Robert Graham, and everyone. Yesterday, the mayor had a press conference, and there would be a big giveaway starting the day of masks in various locations. So the mayor instructed us to visit the website, the City of Jackson website, which I would do as we broadcast the show this morning. I don't see any callers, but you all definitely can call in, chime in with us. Had a fantastic show on Monday. Talking with Police Expert Juan Cloy, and we had our caller, our friends from Seattle, Washington area, and Seattle, Washington, have been having some amazing protests. Amazing call from a listener in that area in Seattle, and shared some wonderful insight regarding what we are experiencing now and how we, how the community and law enforcement and military should be conducting ourselves. So we had there are various topics, but we definitely do best to stay structured and also not so structured, because it's a spontaneous show. As I was watching Ryan and Kelly yesterday, they discussed how they are entertainment, as they were interviewing David Murr of ABC late evening, and they were talking about how their show is the entertainment show. And because it's like Entertainment Reports is an entertainment lifestyle show, it's important to provide important information and a lot of hot topics and what's going on the show, but then also in a very optimistic, positive light. So today is Winning Wednesday on the show and throughout my social media before coming on the show, and my apologies also for the tardiness. It was not a problem with my peers this morning. So I'm tardy for work. This is not a hobby for me. This is my business, Culture Shock Entertainment and Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I was just preparing myself, getting my coffee and getting everything together, because I cannot tell you all to hold on right now. That's why, another reason why you need me. More awesome music and awesome PSAs also. So when I do play music or have a co-host, a guest co-host, or have a PSA, I can maybe do quick things, look up important research information, or if I need to take a rest, a powder room break, and do all that. But being solo, I need to have everything prepared before coming on air, right? So I know I should have had all that done 30 minutes prior, so my apologies also. But a big shout out, if it's morning, if it's afternoon, if it's evening or late night, wherever you are, thank you for your love and thank you for your listenership and your support. And anytime there's a live broadcast, you can call in and interact. You can also create a profile so you can interact in the chat room. And I, like I always try to do, I like to make a shout out to the top 5 listening countries. Of course, my native USA, big shout out to Canada, big shout out to my friends in Canada. One of my best friends in the James Franco group, which was Facebook friends before, is Julia. So big shout out to Julia in Montreal. And a big shout out to all my friends in China. China is number three, you all. So big shout out to China. Thank you all for your love and your support. UK, big shout out. And Morocco, big shout out to listeners there. Those are the top five. But thank you. If you are in the smallest town, the smallest village, the biggest bright light city, thank you for your love and support. We all are living this COVID-19 quarantine lifestyle. And again, I'm in the midst of a government order, Mississippi Department of Health quarantine. 1 week down, one more week to go. And again, the local government, city of Jackson, Mayor Lumumba, and Hampton County Supervisor, again, they announced a giveaway of hundreds and thousands of masks starting today until Saturday. Visit the website if you're in the Jackson area and would like to get your hands on the mask. And big shout out to the governor and Dr. Thomas Dobbs also, and everyone at the Mississippi Department of Health also. I told them every broadcast since COVID has been in existence, I have talked about COVID, coronavirus, and I do my best to provide information. So a big shout out to the health officer that contacted me and everyone at the office, because they are busy, busy, busy. And I've posted in their social media also on my social media, where you all can just see how hard they are at work. So some of the headlines that are going on also. Oh, and you guys know, if I was in quarantine, and there's an important meeting today at the state capitol at 10 o'clock, elections committee, they will be meeting. They will be having a meeting today in the state of Mississippi at the state capitol regarding the elections, how the elections need to be conducted safely for November. So that's an important meeting. If I was not under quarantine, I definitely would attend that meeting, because they're going to go over some very important points. And that's important. It's something that we touched on at the end of the show on Monday regarding the voting process and mail-in and in-person voting and all of that. So they will be meeting regarding the process of how the voting process will happen safely this year. So I'm looking at the headlines. I'm going to read some of the headlines of the breaking news that we have. Good Morning America is on now, but our local news is pretty much international, and I like to share like a lot of that information that's at the bottom of the screen, because it's like real-time breaking news. But the coronavirus hotline number in the state of Mississippi is 1-877-978-6453. And then also, I'd like to make a shout-out. I know I have not called Terry's name. A big shout-out to my love, Terry. I thank you all for praying for us, because we definitely need your prayers. Wow. You know, wow, because you guys know I'm like this fairy tale romance type person. And the way we've elevated our friendship to a love relationship, and he proposed to me a year ago without a ring, it was like a fairy tale. But then he pretty much let me know we need to don't give up. So thank you all for your prayers and those that bless us and see and know what it takes to have when two broken people come together and work on a healthy relationship. So looking forward to those awesome shows that we are known for too, in the topic of dating and love and romance and all of that good stuff also. And also, I have invited Belinda Macy of Pure Romance back to the show, friend of the show. Her appearances are always awesome, discussing her products that she sells and topics of being successful in the intimacy department. But back to the important story. Well, Oh my goodness. They were talking right now on Good Morning America about the president taking a picture in front of St. John's Church and calling it a photo op. And I see Bush is saying it is a strength when protests are protected by responsible law enforcement march for. That is something. But really, it's more to talk about than him taking a picture in front of a church. I'm just saying, I'm just putting my little two cents in. It's more to talk about than what he was doing at that moment when other more important things was going on. You know, if he wanted to take a picture, let him take a picture. There's more important stuff that was happening when he was getting that picture taken. There's my two cents. I'm just saying. Because very important things going on. So if he wanted to take his picture, which St. John is very important, I can believe it. Protesters hitting that church, St. John's church. Oh my God, my late mother would be in shock. Because that's one thing we always love watching when presidents attend and visit St. John, just like many of you. So that in itself is shocking. Just for the protesters to destroy a sacred building, a sacred church building, St. John. Anyway, so that's what we should be talking about more so than the president's photo op. So some of y'all might get on me about making that comment, but I'm just saying, look at all the photos that many of us take in front of places and all of that. So, that's historical, and it's a picture of, hey, holding up the Bible, let's keep the faith in front of this historical church building that's been destroyed. Honestly, I see nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, because it shouldn't have been destroyed in the first place for him to have a photo op in front of it. Yes. So I'm trying to get back to my screen in case anyone has called in or want to talk a little bit. Again, this is our platform, my platform, so I'm sharing mine. You know, there's different ways to protest, so pretty much I'm protesting from effectively networking and from my platform, our platform, and social media. I'm on watch list. I did a background check recently. And oh, you know how you do your, because I had applied for a SBA loan, and I'm an entrepreneur, but I do seek jobs. Canvas America has not returned the canvassing job, a political job I had been doing with a company out of DC. They haven't returned because of COVID-19. So I do not only been an entrepreneur, I seek work. I need work. I need to make money. My refund check haven't came yet. My stimulus check has. You know, we all are human, so I'm just sharing it. So I did a credit check, and then I decided, let me do a background check. Because my background, I pass background checks, and I have a good background. So I'm like, let me do a background check. And I shocked Terry when I told him this. I said, I did a background check, and I am on the watch list. I'm on the watch list of the DOJ, the CIA, the FBI. Yes, I'm on the watch list. Me, sweet, I'm on their watch list. I would like to think I'm on their watch list for positive reasons, because ever since I've been a child, I have been involved and I've identified with the Republican Party. Even though I identified with the free enterprise system since in the third grade, I've always worked with Democrats and voted for Democrats and have even voted for it. But I've always been involved with what's important, been proud patriot, been proud American, living the American dream. Just like I talked about Officer Friendly, and my experiences have not been negative of law enforcement throughout my 51 years of life. I've had one negative experience of a law enforcement officer, and that was because there was a police chase in my neighborhood, and it happened to have been a friend of mine being chased by the police. And I kept going outside, talking with the police, helping them locate the suspect. I was shocked to find out it was a friend of mine. And I'm like, you know better. Well, all the police officers were so happy that I was being a good citizen. But one police officer happened to have been a black police officer. All the others were different races. Showed up, getting on me, doing a background check on me immediately. My sister warned me, bring your butt back in the house. Don't be out there. He was getting on me. Said, oh, no, the suspect was trying to get to you when they realized I knew the suspect. He was doing, and if I didn't have that background check or if I had a license, he would have thrown me in the back of a car. The police officers that were on hand and handling the case from the beginning, they were like, no, she's helping us. She's the person that called the police. She's who called 911. That is my only negative experience with a cop, and that was about 10 years ago. My niece was sitting with me. We was watching. I remember what we was watching. We was watching videos. With Upgrade and Mike, how you like me now? When those songs were popular, that's when that happened. Because Upgrade was playing on television. My niece and I were up watching videos. And we heard the helicopters, and we heard the sirens. And then I opened the door to check on, you all remember I had a dog named Cinnamon. I opened the door to check on Cinnamon, because Cinnamon unexpectedly had a puppy. And I was checking my on her, the carport, and I see the suspect running across my neighbor's yard and across the street. That's when I called 911 to report, well, the suspect you guys looking for, I just seen him. But then one of the last cop to show up, he come getting on me like a drill sergeant, doing a background check on me. I didn't have on any shoes. I had on PJs. But if I did not pass that background check, or if I had like one blemish, I guess he was going to lock me up. But the officers, they had my back. They were like, no, she called us. She's helping us. But he didn't want to hear anything. But everything panned out. He was like, oh, he's trying to get to you. Like, he was not trying to get to me. You know, I was shocked to even know that I knew the suspect. But it was one of my friends that I always warned. He ended up doing a lot of time, too, regarding it. It was a car theft or something like that. But, yeah. So that's my only negative experience. You can't get on me because I don't have, but I know of friends, and I have close friends of different races that have had their share of negative experiences. Police brutality is colorblind also, because I have friends of other races that can share you some stories that are just tear. Black Lives Matter, but the community that trusts you wearing a badge to protect and serve, and even when they are doing criminal activities, are expected to live through it, not be murdered. You know, so we do definitely. Juan, being a policing expert, being a former assistant chief, working with the FBI himself, that's something that we already know. The training and our community relations need to improve ASAP right now. And because look what's happening. We should have been doing things to prevent this. And I mentioned to my sister, those of you that are too young to know, before Oprah, there was Donahue show, because he inspired Oprah. There's the Geraldo, was very popular. You guys know Geraldo from Fox. Google some of their shows from the 80s and 90s. Some of their radical guests predicted that this would happen in the future, near future. In the 80s and 90s, it was predicted on Donahue show, Geraldo show, that there would be uprisings occurring in America. And big shout out to Paris and our friends internationally, those that love America and believe in humanity. Also, I was watching, I watched the Paris riots, and just, I mean, they're really large, really large, well-organized. Then, I mean, then it got kind of rough. Then it got kind of violent. But, I mean, when you get big crowds like that, you know something's going to happen. And then there was one video I watched throughout the country where looters in different broke into different subgroups and brawl. What was that all about? I don't think that was about the memory of George Floyd, not at all. To break from a protest, then begin looting, then break into a brawl of fighting in subgroups. Even George Floyd's brother has asked people not to riot and destroy other people's businesses. So I'm trying to get my screen pulled back up, my studio. If anyone is on hold, my screen had popped off. So I'm trying to pull my screen back up. Yes, 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 because time will be running out soon where your calls cannot come in. There will be a show on Friday. And also, I must remind you of my email number. Those of you that like to send info regarding future topics and also send your music and your PSAs, email me at CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Come and you know, thank you for. I have many friend requests on my personal Facebook page. You can follow me on that page, and then also Culture Shock Entertainment Reports has a page. So definitely effectively network on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and whenever you see Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT, that's me. There's our other companies called Culture Shock. And Culture Shock Fashions and Culture Shock Music, but I am, and that's good on my part. When I created the company, I was created BCW Productions and Management, and I changed the name, and the God in me told me to spell it that way, because articulation and spelling have always been important to me, so it's kind of cool to like misspell it, but you know, spell it the way it's supposed to be pronounced, and uniquely too, where it can stand out from other companies that might have the same name, which definitely happens. So that's me, Culture Shock Entertainment. There's also a podcast on Springer that I need to bring up, because I have not recorded a podcast on Springer in months. And you can also hear my podcast from Springer on Spotify and I believe maybe iHeartRadio, but definitely will circulate Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm going to try to get it on Spotify and other outlets also. And you can check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CultureShockInc. I have been back effectively networking on LinkedIn, so thank you to those that I have been effectively networking with and been connecting with, because, oh, man, that was crazy not being able to network on LinkedIn. I love me some LinkedIn. Shout out to all those that I tweet with. Have some amazing Twitter friends that are coming on the show in the near future, too. Authors. Again, thank you to Sean Alexander Hamilton. This part two conversation has been postponed from this past Sunday to the approaching Sunday on Prince's birthday. Prince's birthday is June 7th. So part two of our discussion with Sean Alexander Hamilton will be on at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Sunday, again, we will continue our discussion of his newest release, which you can find on Amazon, along with previous books, Defeating Financial Anger and Understanding and Mending Broken Paths, which I'm holding in my hands right now. His current release, which we were discussing, COVID-19 when the show concluded. Don't chase your dreams, but catch them. It's his newest book. All of them can be purchased at Amazon. Check out the sample read of them. Awesome books, awesome reads. And if you missed our conversation, definitely listen to the replay of that broadcast. But we're going to continue our discussion on Sunday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. He's in L.A., so my West Coast friends and worldwide friends, that will be 2 Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. But 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 from the East Coast. And my friends across the pond, you know, if it's 4 at midnight, like in the my friends in the UK, that'll be like close to midnight show on Sunday. But the next broadcast will be on Friday morning. But, wow. So I don't see any calls right now. Have about 8 minutes before any calls can come in. So what I'm going to do, I want to check out some real-time news, like Joe Biden's dad regarding the primaries from yesterday. Joe Biden, with wins in 7 states and D.C. Yeah, when I opened my eyes, that was the first thing I heard, that he won D.C. overall, which a lot of this we all know, right? So, come on, I want my story to come up. And, of course, I'm going to share more information, too, regarding us living healthy. Okay. Joe Biden inches ever so close to clinching a Democratic nomination. There's one headline from Washington Post that says, Health 202, Joe Biden says health care comes first when tackling racial inequality. Recent national polls. RCP average as of May the 31st, Biden Democrat 48.4%. Trump 42.5. Target Smart recent poll, national poll, May the 21st, May the 27th, Biden 43, Trump 40, margin 3%. John Zogby strategy for May 26th, Biden 53, Trump 40. Kaiser Family Foundation for May the 13th through May the 18th. Biden 43, Trump 41. Change Research, Biden 48, Trump 45. So that is from the polls. Baltimore Sun shares the headline. Joe Biden moves closer to formally winning Democratic nomination after victories in Tuesday primaries. Joe Biden is on the cusp of formally securing a Democratic presidential nomination after winning hundreds more delegates in primary contests that tested the nation's ability to run elections while balancing a pandemic and sweeping social unrest. Biden could lock down a nomination within the next week as West Virginia and Georgia hold primaries. On Tuesday, voters across America were forced to navigate curfews, health concerns, and National Guard troops, waiting in line hours after polls closed in some cases. After election officials dramatically reduced the number of in-person voting sites to minimize the spread of coronavirus outbreak, Biden and President Donald Trump easily swept their respective primary contests that ranged from Maryland to Montana and featured the night's biggest prize, Pennsylvania. The two men are certain to face each other on the presidential ballot in November, yet party rules require them to accumulate a majority of delegates in the month-long state-by-state primary season. Trump secured the Republican presidential nomination in March. Pennsylvania, which offered Tuesday's largest trove of delegates, also represented a significant test case for Republicans and Democrats working to strengthen operations in a premier general election battleground. Voters were forced to brave long lines in militarized zones because officials consolidated the vast majority of polling places in Philadelphia to minimize health risk, according to Erin Kramer, executive director of One Pennsylvania. She noted that some polling places in African American communities are in police stations, having to stand in line while police officers are entering and exiting the building on police business. Not exactly how people want to spend their election day, Kramer said. Exactly. Biden was in Philadelphia earlier Tuesday to deliver remarks about the civil unrest that has erupted across the nation after the police killing of George Floyd. He didn't talk about the primary, instead focused his attention on Trump, whom Biden blasted as more interested in power than in principle. And that's a mistake that I notice candidates make. And whenever I do decide to get into politics as a politician,